Who are you going to vote for in the primary?
I think I'll probably vote for Bernie. Him as a human being, when I was hanging out with him, and I believe in him. I like him. I like him a lot. What Bernie stands for is a guy who, well, look, you could dig up dirt on every single human being that's ever existed if you catch them in their worst moment and you magnify those moments and you cut out everything else and you only display those worst moments. That said, you can't find very many with Bernie. He's been insanely consistent his entire life. He's basically been saying the same thing, been for the same thing his whole life. And that in and of itself is a very powerful structure to operate from.
The Joe Rogan Experience. Hey, Joe, so you say you're probably going to vote for Bernie Sanders, huh?
Hey, you did hit a valid point. His message has been the same consistently for the last 30 years.
Yeah, but Joe, what has that message been, man? The dude's a fucking communist.
He's communist, man.
I mean, I agree with you. You can dig up dirt on anybody.
Yeah.
And you can't really find too much dirt on him. Man, if you knew what his message has been in the last 30 years, you already got dirt on him. Besides, have you checked out his website, Joe?
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of dirt on him over there.
Yeah.
It's not hard to find either. It's BernieSanders.com.
Hey, Joe.
Why don't you go check out his website, Joe?
No, I don't check out his website, man.
Hey, see here? Look, we nice guys over here.
Yeah.
Don't waste time. My brother Kevin's gonna read it to you.
Yeah, you say Bernie Sanders is a nice guy. No, we're nice guys. Bernie, he's an asshole.
Hey, listen up, Joe.
Yeah, look at this, man. Look, Medicare for all, man.
Medicare for all.
Create a Medicare for all single-payer national health insurance program to provide everyone in America with comprehensive health care coverage and free at point of service.
Look, Joe, I know what Medicare for all looks like.
Yeah.
I got experience in this, Joe.
Sounds horrible.
Hey, look here. I'm gonna tell you this little story. My first bone, my first baby, yeah. Right? See, my wife's from Mexico, and she recommended this Mexican doctor. Turns out our whole family for like the last 10 years been going to this guy because it's Mexican. It's that Mexican thing, I guess, right? So I said, Okay, sounds like a cool doctor. The one thing my wife did not tell me when we went to go see this doctor take my baby because my baby was sick.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know this dude, you don't need medical care coverage. You don't need insurance.
Just walk in there, huh?
You just walk in there. All this man wants is his fucking $5.
Right? $5?
That's all he wants.
To see a doctor?
Right? Turns out I go see this man. He's a real doctor now.
I hope he is. It doesn't sound like it. $5?
Right? I go in there. You know what, Joe? I waited 6 hours to see this man. And when I got in there, he said, what's wrong with the baby? I said, well, he's coughing up shit and he won't take his damn bottle. He said, well, you know why? Because he got stomach cramps. Give him some damn tea and give him my $5 and get the fuck out of my office. And then he was like this. Hey, everybody, keep this damn line moving. That was the worst. I told my wife, I said, we got medical care coverage.
Yeah.
Let's go to Irvine, California. I know this nice, it's a bunch of Asians and white people. They got great programs. Great service. They even got some Mexican doctors there.
Hey, Joe, anything that's worth anything, I found out, anything that's worth anything, it costs money.
Yeah.
If you want good health care, you have to pay money. If you want a good car, you need to pay that money.
Hey,
anything good, you gotta pay for it.
Hey, how these doctors gonna get paid, Joe?
Yeah, where's all this money coming from?
These doctors ain't running no damn charity, man. You know how much medical school is?
Hey, you know how he's gonna get that money, right?
Hey, listen up, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. You should have checked in with your buddy, Dana White.
Yeah, the guy that signed your rich. Yeah, the guy that signed your paycheck.
He's filthy rich. Bernie's gonna tax the shit out of him. If you don't believe me, go ask him. Say, hey, Dana, can I talk to you for a moment? Hey, is Bernie gonna tax the shit out of you? He is. Wow, I thought this guy was a good guy.
Yeah, man. Let's go check the shit out of him. And you know what?
He hates you too. You're a millionaire and you're white. He hates all white millionaires. He hates billionaires too.
Keep going. Let's find some more dirt on Bernie.
Hey, man.
What else we got here?
Look at this, man.
What else we got?
The Green New Deal.
Oh, he stole that from AOC.
Yeah. Look what, listen up, Joe. Look, transform our energy system to 100% now.
100?
100. That's every job. 100%.
All the energies, 100% renewable energy.
Transform our energy system to 100% renewable energy and create 20 million jobs needed to solve the climate crisis.
Climate crisis?
100%. He gonna take every job in America, make it 100% renewable.
20 million jobs, Joe. What is that? What is he gonna have everybody doing, Joe? Building fucking windmills? You know what's gonna suck, Joe? When the wind stops blowing.
Joe, 20 million jobs, 100% of America. He's promising this. He's gonna make everybody's job renewable.
Renewable energy.
What the hell does that look like, Joe? He's gonna make each and every American a damn galley slave. You gonna be in there rowing boats like this
and build, getting electricity.
You know what? You gonna be standing right beside him and say, yeah, you know what, Joe? I told you, you fucking asshole.
Hey, maybe he's gonna, hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, hold on. Hey, maybe he's gonna legalize prostitution. That's the greenest job you can have right there. But the women just...
He's gonna get rid of all the damn cars in the streets. He's gonna build water canals. Everybody's gonna fucking get in a canoe and go to work.
Well, maybe he'll make it like the old West, the horses. Man. Everybody gonna be riding around like Clint Eastwood, man.
Hey, look, it doesn't stop there, Joe. Look.
What else we got?
Housing for all. Oh. He's gonna give everybody a fucking house. Look. In the housing crisis by investing $2.5 trillion. Not million, not billion. He said $2.5
trillion.
To build nearly 10 million permanently affordable housing units. You know what that looks like, Joe? He's going to turn the whole United States of America into fucking Section 8 housing. Every home, every neighborhood in America is going to look like Watts.
Hey, Joe. You know what I notice about people when you give them stuff for free, they don't earn it?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to stuff like at a house or a car.
Yeah.
They don't realize what it took to get that car. They got it for free. They tie that shit up, man.
Yeah, like when people ask me for money, I give it to them because they need it. Does that really help them? No. 2 weeks later, hey, man, I need some more money.
Yeah.
Man, I just gave you $200, you broke dick motherfucker. I'll give you this money to get you out of rough spot. Look, that don't mean come to me every 2 weeks asking for more money.
See what Democrats want to do.
Yeah.
Instead of teaching you how to fish, they want to go out and get the fish and dangle it in front of you. They be like, you see this fish? You want this fish?
Dance for me.
Dance for me. And after you dance, I want you to vote for me. You don't vote for me, you get shit. Want that damn fish? Like a damn Geico commercial with that dollar. Want this money? Want this fish? Gotta vote for me. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta vote for me. Democrats wanna turn the average, the typical American citizen into a damn leech.
That's what he wants, Joe. He wants America to be asking for a bunch of handouts. And if a government is that power to give you each and everything you need, they got the power to take it away from you. I don't want to hold my destiny in nobody's hand. I take care of my own life, my own house, my own health care.
Yeah.
I don't allow nobody.
I work hard for
I work hard for my health care coverage. I work hard for where I want to live and how I want to spend my money. I ain't got to fucking ask Bernie Communist Sanders to take care of me. You know what I'm saying?
What else we got?
Let me see what else
is. You know, I'm tired of
Wait a minute.
This
no,
shit.
Man. He's helping some more stuff, man. You know, look, he's got college for all. He's got Medicare for all, the Green New Deal. Look. This is how he wants to keep America safe, Joe. Look, welcoming and safe America for all. Dismantle cruel and inhumane deportation programs in detention centers and reunite families who have been separated. You hear that, Joe? You know what that looks like? He's gonna open the damn borders up. He's going to let everybody come and go as you please. Hell, why are you going to stop there? It's a bunch of American families that's been separated because their daddies and mamas, some damn lowlifes out there committing crimes. Gotta let them go too, Joe.
Hey, Joe, I don't believe in letting everybody in this country. Hell, there's people in my family I won't let them come into my house. You can just let any Ichabod Crane come into this damn country.
Yeah, that's why.
Come on, come on. We got a bunch of free shit for you.
Yeah, that's why 9/11 happened. That's why you got MS-13 gangs.
You can't let...
These people are not sending their best.
Yeah.
They sending a bunch of low-life scumbags.
I think the people in these countries, like, especially in Central America, the strong, the people that want to work for what they what they have, they stay in Mexico. They stay in these
And
countries.
They make Mexico great. They try to make Venezuela great.
They try to make it, but the people, the leeches,
yeah.
You always got leeches in society. Now, I didn't say all of them are leeches,
yeah.
But there's some legitimate refugees out there that need our help, but 90% of these people that's come across our southern border are leeches. They ain't refugees.
And look here, Joe. He's offering a bunch of free shit. The only thing this man is not offering is pussy fall. I mean, it's cool he want to give everybody a damn house, but hey, what's a house without pussy? And look at this, Joe. He said $2.5 trillion to build 10 million homes.
How much is that house, each house?
Hey, cost? Siri. Hey, wait a minute, man. Let me ask Siri, man. Siri knows everything, man. Listen up, Joe. Hey, Siri, what's $2.5 trillion divided by 10 million?
That would be 250,000.
Bitch, you crazy as hell.
$250,000 a house. That's how much. It shouldn't cost that much.
He don't sound so bad, Joe. He's gonna put everybody in castles. But hey, I don't believe him, Joe.
Yeah.
Look what the Hillary Foundation did there in Haiti.
Yeah.
Them niggas still waiting on that house. And they got donated billions of dollars, man.
Hey, Joe.
Those people in Haiti, the Clinton Foundation, they ruined them, man. Hey. Them houses look like damn matchboxes. Look like they built them damn houses out of popsicle sticks.
Hey, look here, Joe. Let me say something. Now look here, Joe.
Yeah.
Now look, I ain't gonna sit here and tell you not to vote for the man, cause this is America.
Yeah.
Now, but Joe, you do us all a favor, man. When you go vote, you keep in mind, motherfucker, this is America. Keep that shit in mind.